Today's shir is Masechta Beya Daf Ches. We will begin on Daf Sinai Beis, three lines from the bottom. As we had learned in the Mishnah and have begun to discuss in our previous shir, Machlokes Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai, if on Shabbos, on Yontif, somebody had not prepared earth to do Kisui Hadam, on Yontif we're allowed to shecht anything that we need to shecht because we need to have that meat. Eichel Nefesh is mutter on Shabbos, on Yontif, not on Shabbos. So the question is, if somebody had not prepared earth to cover the blood of the Shechita, which, as we mentioned in our previous year, the Torah says that if somebody shechs a chay or oif, he has to do Kisui Adam. So Beis Hillel says, if you had not prepared beforehand, then you can't do, you should not do the Shechita on Shabbos, on Yontif. And Beis Shammai said that included in the heter of Simchas Yontif is that we're allowed to dig earth to do the Kisui Adam. But we learned at the end of the Mishnah, Umaydim, Beis Hillel do agree, Shemshachat, that if somebody did Shecht on Yontif without having earth prepared beforehand, Shiyachba B'dekav Yechasa, he should dig out some girls, earth, and do Kisui Adam. Am Rav Zeika, Amar Rav Yehuda, v'hu k'shesh le'dekab not m'boi joy. This, the Beis Hillel is being lenient, is only if you already had a shovel in the ground from before Yontif, and therefore there is no iser of chafira, of digging, because digging is part of the malach of chayrish, and that would be Asur on Yontif. And as the Rishonim point out, and we're going to discuss this extensively in our shir later, the mitzvah say of Simchas Yontif cannot be doicha the loisa say of digging on Yontif. And in fact, once we have this Gemara that Rabbi Yehuda is teaching us that you have to have a deck of notzri by joim because digging involves a malacha, so even Beis Shammai, who, as we mentioned and we have been discussing from the beginning of the Masechta, is lenient. He's only lenient to a degree. That means he will not be able to be lenient if you don't have a deka notzmi boy joim. Because if the Gemara is saying now that if you don't have a deka notzmi boy joim, you have a problem of a charisha, that charisha Beis Shammai cannot ignore. So when the Gemara is saying that Beis Hillel is lenient, we're going to have to say that Beis Shammai is also lenient only if he has a deka notz by joim. Because otherwise, you're going to have a problem of chafira. And that's the opinion of Rashi, that the reason you have a deka notz by joim in Merav Yontif is that you should avoid the problem of chafira, which is part of charisha on Yontif. The Rashi explains that the issue here is an issue of muksa. If you wouldn't have the earth, if you wouldn't have that earth in that shovel in the ground before Yontif, you have a problem that earth is considered not muksa, which of course may not be moved on Yontif. Ask the Gemara, but even if you have the deka notz in the ground from before Yontif, but still you have a problem for Kavod Ketisha when you take out the earth from the ground, since, as Rashi explains, the clumps of earth are connected to each other, and you have to crumble them in order to be able to do the Kisui Adam, so that's called Ketisha, which is a tolda of the Melacha of Toshim. So the Mefarshim ask that the halacha is that the din of Tchina only applies by Gedulei Karka. And earth is not called Gedulei Karka. There's a fantastic raya from Hilchas Sukkah. The halacha, as we learned in Masechta the Sukkah many times, is that the only material that may be used for the schach is something which is Gedulei Karka, not Mekabel Tumah. So why couldn't you use earth for schach? It's Gedulei Karka and it's not Mekabel Tumah. The answer is that earth is not considered Gedulei Karka. So ask the Mefarshim, if earth is not considered Gedulei Karka, the proof being that you can't use it for Schach, so why is there an issue of Ketisha that the Gemara is concerned about? So the Rechroinim answer that even though that letal, that even though there is no issue of offer is not considered gedulei karka as far as hilchas suk is concerned, as far as melechus toichin is concerned, it is considered gedulei karka. And the Tehillah David explains, he says that something which is not edible, even though it is still tchina, even though it's not gedulei karka. He says that even though the halacha is that tchina is limited to gedulei karka, that's only gedulei karka that are edible. But if something is not edible, it's always subject to tchina. The Mechishleimer of Shlom Zalman, Orbach Sitzal, explains that for this is a special halacha in Hilchas Sukkah, that even though he takes the approach that offer is really considered gedulei karka. So if offer is considered gedulei karka, why may it not be used for schach? So he says the reason it may not be used for schach, because the Torah, when it speaks the halachas of schach, says it has to be psoilus goyim v'yakev, something that produces something, seeds, which offer do not, but not because offer is not considered gedulei karka. Moreover, the Ramah says that the melacha of toichin is permitted when you're going to use it immediately. That, so says the Ramah, that even though the melacha, and that's why the halacha is that, let's say somebody's preparing a vegetable salad, and he's cutting the pieces of vegetable very thin, very small pieces, so that may be an issue of toichin. But says the Ramah that if you're preparing it, that you're going to eat that salad immediately, there is no issur of toichin. Says the Eglei Tal, and the Ramah says it, and the Eglei Tal says our Gemara is a proof to the opinion of the Ramah. Says the Ramah, that's only by a food item. So if you're doing tchina by a food item, there's a special heter if you're going to eat that food item immediately. But if what we're speaking about is not a food item, then we wouldn't have that heter. Says Degli Tal, our Gemara is a raya. Because our Gemara just asked the question that why are we not concerned about toichin when we're taking these pieces of earth? But we're going to use these pieces of earth immediately. And if we're going to use the pieces of earth immediately, there shouldn't be a problem of toichin. Toichin is not a problem when we use it immediately. But according to the Ramah, says Degli Tal, that's only a heter by something we're going to eat. This earth, obviously, we're not going to eat. We're using it for Kisui Adam. We don't have that heter. So, again, ask the Gemara, how could this be permitted? Isn't there an issue of toichin? Answers the Gemara, Amar Chiv Arashi, Amar Rav, B'bafa Tichuach. The earth that we're using here is soft earth, and since it's soft earth, we're not going to have a problem that we need to crush the earth. But of course, says Rashi, that doesn't take away the problem of duck and knots mibayjoyim. So the Rishonim have an issue with that. If it's soft earth, so you're not really necessarily doing chafiri, you're not really doing harisha. But if we follow the opinion of the Rashba, that says that the issue here is the issue of muksa. So muksa, you're not solving unless you have dekanots mipayjoyim. But ask the Gemara, still, the covered guma, you're making a hole in the ground. And Rashi says that whenever you make a hole in the ground, you're chayiv for boina. Answers the Gemara, kidrab abba. Dam rab abba, hachayiv for guma b'shabbos, if somebody makes a hole in the ground, vein tzarch lafra, he doesn't need the hole, then the aloch is potter alel. He's not, vein tzarch lafra, he only needs the earth, he's potter. So there are many explanations how to understand why this is potter. So Rashi explains that if you make a hole in the ground without needing it, because you only need the earth, that's called a melacha of mekalkel, and the halacha throughout Shas is kol mekalkelin p'turim. Another explanation that the Shita Mekabetzis gives is because it's considered a melacha shenetzrich l'gufa. We know often throughout Shas, whenever we have such a situation where we do a melacha on Shabbos, but we really don't need the melacha, we only need the outcome, like the way many Rishonim explained. I need the earth, I would have been better off having the earth without making the hole. So then it's considered melacha shenetzrich l'gufa. and therefore it's mutter. And the Pnei Yeshua really combines these two explanations. He says what Rabbi Abba means to say is A, here it's only a malach of kilkel, B, it's a malach shein tzrichel gufa, and when we combine these two considerations, that's why we could be lenient. The Chasam Sofer takes it even a step further. He says the entire discussion here was never that it should be considered a binyan d'oraisa. It was only an issue of a binyan d'rabbanan, making this type of temporary hole. And therefore, says the Chasam Sofer, since we have three reasons to be lenient: binyan d'rabbanan, kilkel, and malach shein tzrichel gufa. Says Tosfos that even though throughout Shas, wherever the Gemara uses the word potter, it means potter aval aser. So yes, Rabbi Abba said, given all the explanations that we just gave from the various Rishonim and Achronim, why this should not be considered a malacha, but they're only explanations why they should not be considered a malacha d'oraisa, but it's still potter, and potter throughout Hilcha Shabbos always means potter aval aser. Says Tosfos that because Simchas Yontif, that's why we could be lenient here. And that's why you have all the considerations, and that's why he takes it a step further. That goes back to what we said at the beginning of the Shir. At the beginning of the Shir, we said, Beis Shammai, we learned in the Mishnah, at the beginning of the Masechta, Beis Shammai is so much more lenient than Beis Hillel. Because as we're learning now, no matter what the circumstances are, we're going to have to rely on Simchas Yontif. And the machloikis between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel is how far do we take the concept of Simchas Yontif. The Beis Shammai is lenient and takes it that we're allowed to do much more, even up front, and Beis Hillel says that it's only because of B'diyevet that we're allowed to do it, not L'chatchila. And that's why Beis Hillel agrees that if I already shechted and I have all of these considerations, I could be lenient. Said the Gemara, the Mishnah said that if you shechted and you could cover, the Mishnah said that the ash that we find at the bottom of the oven is mukher, it's not considered muksa. So ask the Gemara, who talked about Eifakira in our Mishnah that we're now mentioning that Eifakira is mukhen and it can be used to cover the blood? Answers the Gemara, Amar Rava. This is the Hachikamah. This is the way to understand the Mishnah. The Eifakira, if you have Eifakira in your home, mukhen hu, person has a mind that he's going to use it, it's not muksa. And therefore, even though, as we've been discussing, there's a question if you're allowed to shech when you don't have Eifakira, when you don't have earth prepared beforehand, if it's Eifakira that you have in your house, then you could be more lenient. So I saw a beautiful pshat, Eifakira Muchenhu, somebody who considers himself like Eifakira, somebody who considers himself just like ash, somebody who considers himself insignificant, Muchenhu. He is a person that's always ready to be an Oyver Hashem. He's always ready to be serve Hashem, because what HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we know, always expects from us is humility. I'm Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav. Says Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav, this that we're being so lenient about Eifakira, lo shanu el shehusuk me'erev yontif, that you had that Eifakira, you had that ash ready from before yontif. Aval husuk b'yontif, if it turned into ash in yontif, asur. Then it's not considered that it was mukhen before Yontif. Since it was not even in existence in the world before Yontif, therefore it's muksa. And the Rishonim make a very important explanation here. Some Rishonim, the Rashba, say, going back to an issue that we discussed at the beginning of Masechta, as we learn Hilchas Muksa, we know that there's a fundamental machloikus between Rav Shimon and Yehuda. Do we say muksa, or do we not say muksa? And we always say, Rav Shimon ein loy muksa, and Rav Yehuda yesh loy muksa. So the way the Rashba explains the Gemara, that the teretz, that this approach that we're learning now, is going according to Rav Yehuda, who has the stricter interpretation of muksa. But many Rishonim say that this is even going according to Rav Shimon. And what it means is that even though Rav Shimon is lenient in Hilchas Muksa, we've learned that Rav Shimon doesn't, that's not to mean that it's that he doesn't subscribe to Hilchas Muksa. What it means is he has a more lenient approach to Hilchas Muksa. He has less situations are considered Muksa. But when something was not in existence in the world before, as Tosfos explains, the case that we're learning now, that this ash that came from wood before Yontif, it was wood. It only became ash on Yontif. So here we're speaking about something that was not in existence in any way before Yontif. In a situation where it's not in existence in the world before Yontif at all, even Rav Shim will agree that it's considered Muksa. However, says Rav Yehuda in the name of Rav, Roy Litzus by Beya, that if this ash that formed on Yontif could be used to roast an egg, mutter. Since you had the wood that was here before Yontif was intended to use for fuel to cook, and now it's still usable to cook, so therefore it's not considered noilet. I'm not creating something new. I have something that I could use for its original purpose. If it could be used for its original purpose, then it's mutter. Tosfos, the very maskil Amar Yehuda Marav, says that even though ash that was produced on Yontif is muksa, it says, and it's still mutter, says Tosfos, to take that ash, to move it to the side of one stove on Yontif, if somebody needs that place to bake food on Yontif, because even though there's an Isra of Muksa, the Isra of Muksa is lifted for the purpose of Oichel Nefesh and Simchas Yontif. I need to have that space to cook. So ask the Beis Yosef, according to Tosfos, why can't I take that ash to use for Kisui Adam? The Gemara just said, and the way we explained according to Tosfos and Rashi, that something, this is so such a significant muksa that even Rav Shimon would agree it's muksa. So why does Tosfos hold that to move it to the side, to put something to cook or bake, I'm not worried about Hilchas Muksa. But when it comes to use it to cover the dam, it is considered muksa. So the Magen Avraham answers that although we're learning that Simchas Yontif has this ability to take away the issue of muksa, he says there are two types of muksa. There's a din of negiyah b'muksa, and there's a din of ishtamshus b'muksa. There's a din of touching muksa, and there's a din of actually using a muksa item. Says the Magen Avraham, that even though, as Tosfos just taught us, for the purpose of Simchas Yontif, I'm allowed to take the muksa, move it to the side, to make room for the pot or the food they want to cook, says the Magen Avraham, because this is an issue of negiyah, of touching the muksa. So when it comes to touching the muksa, we're going to be lenient. But when it's an issue of actually using the muksa, where we want to take this afer to use it to cover the dam, by kisui adam, there we can't take that approach. Tanya Nami Hochi, says the Gemara, so do we learn a braisa, she'amru, when Chazal teaches that Efer Kira Muchenhu, Loi Amro Shehusuk Me'erev Yontif. It's only referring to a situation where it was here from before Yontif. Avam Husuk B'Yontif, if it only came into the world on Yontif, Osir. V'mroi Litzlo Speya, but if I could use it to roast an egg, so then it's still serving its original purpose to prepare to be fuel, and therefore it's Mutter, it's not considered Muksa. Hechnes Offer, if somebody brought much earth into their hands, into their home. And as, of course, we need to remember, the homes that they lived in had earth floors, and they constantly brought earth into the house to have as the floor of their home. So says the Gemara, Hichnes Ofer L'Ginosai L'Chuvasai, somebody brought a stack of earth for his garden, for his whatever purpose, Mutal L'Chasabai, it could be used for Kisui Adam. Because as long as it's all piled up, that what that pile of earth that he has shows that he wants to use it for whatever need he'll have on Yontif. If it shows that he needs it for purpose on Yontif, it's not muksa. However, points out the Mishnah Berurah, as we just said, they used to spread the earth out on the floor. So he says, once you spread the earth out on the floor, so it's not anymore a pile of earth that I have in my home that I prepared from Erev Yontif, that whatever purpose I'm going to need it on Yontif, I can use it. Now, it's obvious that I have it on the floor of my home because I want to be able, I have it on the floor of my home because it becomes part of the floor. Once it becomes part of the floor, then it's part of the floor. It's mukso, and I can't say that I can pick it up to use it for kisi adam. V'amar Rabbi Yehuda, machtos adam loy kapasoy, offer, a person could take a pile of earth, vice about kol tzrachov, and he uses it for whatever purpose, it's not considered mukso. Darsh mazut mishmei de mazut rabba, for who? Sheikh like Karen Zavis. The only time we could be lenient is by putting it in a certain part in your home. But if you put it in the middle of the floor of your home, then it's still going to be considered muksa. Moreover, the Rishonim say, Rashi says, that we go back to the beginning of our shir. Even though we're being lenient now, when you have a pile with a pile of earth, say the Rishonim, we only could accept that leniency when it's offer tichuach, when it's soft earth. Because if it's not offer tichuach, the consideration that we had at the beginning of the shir, that it's considered chafira and techina, would still be there. Meisvei. So here we're learning that you're allowed to use earth that was prepared from before Yontif. In Shas, the Gemara often speaks about a koi. A koi is a kosher animal. But the issue with the koi is, the halacha is not quite sure, is a koi a behema or is a koi a chaya? And as we've discussed many times, the halacha of kisui adam only applies by a chaya, oif, but a koi is certainly not an oif. It doesn't apply by a behema. So the question is, so the Mishnah teaches us, Masechet Bikurim, Perek Beis, Mishnah Tes, the Mishnah also appears we do kisui adam in a koi. The reason we do kisui adam in a koi is because it may be a chaya, but it may not be a chaya. And says the Mishnah, so just avoid shechting it. If you shechted it, because it maybe doesn't require kisui, and you're not allowed to carry the earth if you don't need it for kisui adam. Vim isa, but ask the Gemara, if, as we're learning, Rabbi Yehuda says that when you have a pile of earth stacked up, it's not muksa, so why can't I do kisui adam on the koi? What's the isra of taking that earth and putting it on top of the koi? So here we learned that the koi is a questionable animal, if it's a behemah chaya, and therefore there's a question if there's a din of kisui adam on a koi or not. So it's interesting, machlokes rishonim, do we make a bracha? When we do kisui adam, do we make a bracha? And the question is, do we make a bracha on the kisui adam of a koi? The Rambam says that since it's a suffix, we don't make a bracha on the kisui adam of koi. And the Rosh explains, and the vart that the Rosh says is a very critical vart to all of the concept of bracha levatala, to the concept of suffolk brachas lahakal. We're used to explaining that the reason suffolk brachas lahakal is because the requirement to make a bracha is the drabonon, and we have a rule throughout halacha that suffolk drabonon lahakal. Actually, that's not the reason why suffolk brachas lahakal. The Rosh explains that every time somebody makes a bracha that he's not required to make, there's an issue of loisisa, that he mentioned Hashem's name in vain. So explains the Rosh, that the Rambam is saying, since when we're doing kisui adam on a koi, we're not quite certain if we're obligated to do the kisui adam, so we can't make a bracha, because it's a question of a bracha latala of loisisa shem Hashem l'shav. The Rebbeinu Yoina disagrees. And the Rebbeinu Yoina says that you do make a bracha on kisui adam v'koi. And the Rishonim explain, the Ramban and the Ran explain what's the explanation of the Rebbeinu Yoina's position. He says that when we have a rule of suffolk bracha l'hakel, that's in a situation where I'm not sure that I already make the bracha, that I not make a bracha. You're eating something, And then you have a shaila, did I make a bracha before I ate this food? Did I not make a bracha? And there the halach is, safek brachas lahakel. But when the question is that, does this mitzvah require a bracha or not? There we don't apply the concept of safek brachas lahakel. And as Reb Tzadik explains, since I have to do it, once Chazal taught us that I have to do it, so that means it's what Hashem wants us to do. And once it's what Hashem wants us to do, we have to make a bracha, because Chazal are telling us, this is what Hashem wants us to do. And he says, that's why, it's a concept that we've discussed at the beginning of our Masechta, that's why we make a bracha on Yom Tov Sheni, that we keep in Chutz Laretz. Now certainly, Yom Tov Sheni that's kept in Chutz Laretz is not a deraisa. It's only a derabbanan. So why do we make a bracha on Yom Tov Sheni? The answer is that we make a bracha on Yom Tov Sheni because Chazal said to keep Yom Tov Sheni. Once Chazal told us to keep Yom Tov Sheni, that's proof that that's what Hashem wants us to do. And whatever Hashem wants us to do, we have to make a bracha. Ha'alocha l'maisa, the Shulchan Aruch in Yerideya, Simen Chavches, Sif Gimel, Paskins, that we don't make a bracha on Kisui Adam of a Koi. So Rashi says, the reason we don't check the Koi is because we don't want to get involved on with a Shaila of Kisui Adam, and therefore we don't do it. So the question is, why don't we check it on Yontif and wait to do Kisui Adam until Matzah Yontif? So the Rosh explains that the reason that's not done is because we're concerned that the blood may get absorbed into the ground and we won't be able to do Kisui Adam until Matzah Yontif. So Asr Kivega, yes, if we're doing the Shechita over the ground, particularly if we're doing the Shechita over ground that's absorbent, we have to be concerned that the dam won't be there Matzah Yontif and we will have been mevatel the mitzvah to say of Kisui Adam. But Asr Kivega, why don't we do Kisui Adam, why don't we shecht into a keli? So he answers a concept that we've also learned. The halach is, ein vevatn kli mechonai. This keli that we had and to which we shechted the blood, the key over which we shechted the koi, was usable. Now when it's going to have the dam is obviously muksa. So we're not going to be able to use that keli. And the halach is also levat the keli mechana. We're not allowed to take a usable keli and make it also to be moved on yontif. The tzlach explains that isn't. He disagrees with Kivega because even though there is a rule of also levat the keli mechana, but we're not just being levat the keli mechana for not a good purpose. We're being levat the keli mechana as we've been learning for simchas yontif. The Mechas Shloimeh says that it's not considered bitl kli mechanoi because the dam, even though we're not allowed to eat the dam, and therefore it doesn't really have any purpose to us, but the dam can be served to animals. And even if we'll say that we need dam to do kisui adam, the loch is, says the Milchus Shloimeh, that when we have to do kisui adam, when we shecht a chaya that needs kisui adam, we don't have to do kisui adam on all of the blood. We just have to do kisui adam on some of the blood. So the rest of the blood is not muksa. It's usable for animals. And that's why the Rishonim explained that the Rishonim say it's only a chashash and we should be able to do it because we'll have dam left over for Motzei Shabbos. Ask the Gemara, however, Tameich, that says, ask the Gemara on Rehuda, that why can we use the dam, the offer that's mukhan? Says the Gemara, Tameich, that doesn't agree with Rabbi Yehuda and doesn't agree that if you have a pile of earth, there is no problem of muksa. But still, why not l'chasya be'efakira of bedekanot? You agree that efakira, it said it in the Mishnah, that efakira is not muksa. Or you have earth with a duck and knots, it's not muksa. Well, how do we have to explain how do we have to explain the brisa? Why can't we do kisui adam with those materials? We're going to have to explain that the brisa is speaking by the case, the lesley, where those materials are not available to him. So as we'll say, hachinami, that you know why it's not talking about offer? Because we're talking about offer, the lesley, that he doesn't have it. Ask the Gemara, yachi, ask the Gemara, if that's the case, that he doesn't have any of the materials that he could do Kisi Adam, ask the Gemara, my area, Suffolk, why does the Bryce have to be speaking about a koi? Afilu vadai. Even if you have a full-fledged chaya, nami iloi, you should not be allowed to shecht, because that's Beis Hillel taught us in the Mishnah. If you don't have earth or afer prepared that you could do the kisya down with, you're not allowed to do shechita. Answers the Gemara, loy mevay kama. The way to understand the brisa is, it goes without saying, loy mevay vadai de loy shechit, you're not allowed to shecht on yontif, a chaya, if you don't have with what to do kisya down. Avil sofik. Here we're talking about a koi. And as we discussed, there's not clear that there's a chiv to do kisu adam on a koi. So maybe we should say, aimim shem sunchus yontif, lichshot, shech the koi on yontif, in order to have that meat, to be able to have the simchus yontif, v'loy lachasye, and this won't do kisu adam. That's why the Tan has to teach us that even a koi may not be slaughtered on yontif if you're not going to have a way to do the kisu adam. Ask the Gemara. We explained that the ratio that says you're not allowed to do kisya, you're not allowed to do shechita, is because you don't have eifa kira or earth that you could do kisya down with. Ask the Gemara from the Tani Sefer, but the Sefer says v'm shachtoi, if you did shechted on yontif, ain mechasin estomai, you're not allowed to cover its blood. Mechlal, doesn't that mean b'desle eskinen? That the Mishnah at the beginning is speaking about a case that he does have materials with which to do the Kisei Adam. Because if he doesn't have those materials, then the halacha is that you're not allowed to, then we don't need to mention a koi. The halacha would be anything would not be allowed to be shechted. What? How must we explain the Mishnah? We have to explain the Mishnah that the Mishnah, the Reish is talking about that he has a fakira. And therefore, when he has a fakira or koit of Yudah Merav off a muchen, the halach is you're allowed to cover the dam of a chaya oif. Koi, you're not allowed to cover because you're not allowed to do it for something which is a suffix. And then the sefer is talking about that if you don't have it, then you can't shecht anything. El Amarava says, Rabbah, indeed, we have to explain that the Mishnah is talking about a case that he does have material that he could do kisya adam. So if he could do kisya adam, why not be able to use it? Answers the Gemara, efakira, even though we've learned, and that's not just a Yehuda statement, it's the Mishnah statement, even though we've learned that efakira is considered mukhan, it's not considered muksa, it's only levadai. It's only not muksa when you have to use it to kisya adam. Vein mukhan lesafik, but it's considered muksa for something that is not really requiring kisya adam, and koi we said is a suffix. Ask the Gemara, la suffix my tamaloi, why are we being machmer and not allowing you to use the afer when it's not certain that you need it, that you mechuyev to do the kisya adam? Because when you take the afer or the offer, you're making a guma. And we spoke at the beginning of the shir, making a guma is a question that you're not allowed to do in yontif. But if that's the concern, so then, vadei nami kavei guma. Why is avei guma not a problem? Because as we explained at the beginning of our shir, kedera baba, it's mekalkel, it's a melach shen, it's richa legufa, it's not binyan daraisa. So if that's the way we're going to learn the Gemara, ask the Gemara hachinami, we should say the same thing as Rabbi Abba said. And even if it should be considered permissible to be done, even for a koi. Ella, safek maitama. What's the reason we're being machmer and not allowing to do kisya adam by a koi? Dilma of a ketisha. We're concerned that you may cause the earth to crumble. So, and that's asur on yontif. So ask the Gemara, vadei nami. So then if that's your concern, so even if you're shechting a full-fledged chaya, you should have the same consideration. Why are we not concerned? The nigzah mishum ketisha. We should say you're not allowed to use these materials because by using these materials, you may be over the malach of ketisha. Answers the Gemara, vadei ki ka'ovid ketisha. Thus, even if you're doing ketisha, the mitzvahs say of a shavach hastam of a kisav offer, Dorches Lysa say this of doing Melach on Yontif. And here the Gemara introduces the concept of Eseh Doicha Lois Aseh. That throughout Halacha, there's a concept that when you have a Mitzvah Aseh and a Mitzvah Lois Aseh conflicting, we do the Mitzvah Aseh. And the Makar, the source for this din, is a din of Klayim B'tzitzis. We know that the Torah says that you're not allowed to wear Klayim. Lois Silbash, Shatnes Tzemer Pishtin Yachtov, you're not allowed to wear a mixture of wool and linen. But the Halacha is that if you have a linen beged and you have tzitzis which are made out of wool, you could wear such tzitzis. The Torah says, L'sitin b'satnes tzemer pishtin yachtov, and the next words in the Torah HaKadosha are kedilim tasloch al-abris kamfis ksusecha. So we see that the essay of wearing tzitzis is doicha the lois essay of shatnes. So ask the Rashba, if we're explaining that's the basis of the heter over here, that the essay of Kisui Adam is doicha de lois essay of the melacha, so why do we have to speak about a case of dekanots? Even without dekanots, the essay should be doicha lois essay. So the Rashba explains that just because we say essay doicha lois essay, it's not a concept that we apply l'chatchila. It's only a concept that we apply when we have no other option. So if somebody can make dekanots before Yontif, you can't say, well, now I have the chi of a Kisui Adam and I'm allowed to violate Yontif. You're not allowed to violate Yontif if you could have avoided it by making a dekanots. And that's why the Rashba brings a raya from a concept that from our halacha that we already learned. In those days, they felt it was critical that after the bris milah, we have to wash the baby in hot water, in warm water. Even though that was what they held, the halacha is that even though you're allowed to make a bris on Shabbos, you're not allowed to warm up the water to wash the baby because you could have warmed up the water from before Shabbos. So we see that anything that could have been done before, we don't have a heter to do on Shabbos. Similarly, says the Rashba, if you could have had the dekanots, we can't rely without it. The Ramban disagrees. And the Ramban says that if somebody did a meal on Shabbos, and then it turns out that he doesn't have water, he's allowed to wash warm up water. So how will the Ramban explain here? Because the Chachamim hold that the Chachamim were more machmer when it came to Kisui Adam than by a meal. By Mila, Chazal said, according to the Ramban, Rashba disagrees, that if you don't have water, you prepared water, and then it's spilled, you're allowed to warm up water on Shabbos. The Ramban will agree that if you didn't do anything before, you may not make the bris on Shabbos. By Kisui Adam, that the more machmer. So here we're learning the concept of Eseh Doicha Lois Aseh. Ask the Gemara, Eim Daminan, when do we apply that concept? Kigoin mila b'tzuras. The Torah Kedoshah says, Hishama b'nega tzuras, lishma moid lasois. And the Torah teaches us that we're not allowed to cut off if somebody has a tzuras on his body. But let's say somebody has a tzuras on the makam hamila. The halacha is you're allowed to cut off the tzuras because you'd be mekayim the mitzvah say of mila. Inami, as we discussed, sadan b'tzitzis, where you have your beged is made out of linen and your tzitzis are wool, we're allowed to wear such tzitzis even though it means that you're wearing klayim. Why? Because in all these circumstances, the ve'edin them come a ekalav, at the time you're violating the lav, at the same time, you've been mekayim the mitzvah say. But when we speak about the offer on Yontif, hocha ve'edin them come a ekam lav le'mekayim essay. The essay of Kisui Adam is not done simultaneously with the mitzvah of Kisui Adam. First, you dig the earth, you make the ketisha, and then only afterwards you do the Kisui Adam. And it's the Gemara Holei Kasha. The Bahadid the Kashid, they're going to have to learn that as you're taking the earth, you're immediately kamachasi, you're covering the earth. And here we're learning the halacha of the Eseh Doicha Lois Aseh is only applicable if they're done at the same time. And the Rashba explains that why is that the halacha? Because the halacha is Eim Avir Mala Mitzvahs. When you have a mitzvah to do, we look at what you have to do right now. And therefore, right now I have an obligation to do, I'm not allowed to do Ketisha, even though I'm doing the Ketisha in order to be able to do Kisui Adam, but right now I have an Isser of doing Ketisha. And that's why nothing else is to be taken into consideration. Only if both come at the same moment. So the Rishonim asked the question. Here we're learning Esed Eichelaisasei. And even though we're learning Esed Eichelaisasei, but we know throughout Halacha that a Loisasei is much stricter than an Asei. For a Loisasei, there's an Einish, there's a punishment. There is no punishment for being Mevatel Asei. So why is Esed Eichelaisasei? So the simple explanation that the Ran gives is that that's what the Torah says, that even though I said that in certain activities there's a lav, there is no lav when we're talking about a mitzvah saseh. The lav doesn't exist. The Ramban has a different approach. The Ramban says that even though if we look at it from the perspective of the punishment for an assay, for a say is greater than mitzvah saseh, than punishment for mitzvah saseh, but a mitzvah asay represents a havas Hashem. Why does a person do mitzvah asay? Because he loves Hashem and he does what Hashem says. A mitzvah lois asay represents yira, that I'm not doing what Hashem says I shouldn't do because I fear Hashem. Says the Ramban, a havas Hashem is a greater madrega, is a higher level of avodas Hashem than yiras Hashem. And that's why a hava comes, before Yira. Moreover, the crazy place he says that as we've been learning in our Gemara, that even though Esed Eichel Loisasei means that we should, that when we have this dilemma, the Esed takes place first. But we don't, of course, well, we're trying to avoid a dilemma and not have to rely on Esed Eichel Loisasei. So says the crazy place, why not do the Kisi Adam now? Why not do the Shechita now? And do the Kisi Adam on Matzoy Shabbos. And therefore, we won't have to rely on being Elisa say, of digging the earth. From here we see, says the crazy placey, that when we're supposed to do the mitzvah has to be done immediately after the Shechita. The Kisi Adam has to be done immediately after the Shechita. And there are two ways of understanding what the crazy placey means. One way of understanding the crazy placey is the concept that we just learned, the concept of Ein Mavir Mala Mitzvahs, and therefore do the Kisi Adam immediately, not say, well, I can wait till Matzah Shabbos. But that's a difficult approach, because although, of course, Ein Mavir Mala Mitzvahs, and as soon as we could do a mitzvah, we should do the mitzvah, but not maybe at the expense of being over a lav. And that's why many Achroinim, the Daki Tshuva, quotes a Uriah Shleimer, that says that the way to look at the mitzvah Kisui Adam is that Kisui Adam is not a separate mitzvah from the Shechita. Kisui Adam is considered the conclusion of the mitzvah Shechita. And therefore, if you're doing the Shechita, you're allowed to do the Kisui Adam because it's all part of the Shechita, and therefore we don't say wait till mitzvah Shabbos, to Matzah Yontif. But ask the Gemara, how can we apply here the concept of Esed Eicheloisasei? Soif, Yontif, The Issa to do Melacha on Yontif is not only an essay, it's a Lois essay also. And even though we're learning Essa Deicha Lois essay, the Halach is Ein Essa Deicha Lois essay v'assay. So how can we use this as the reason for Essa Deicha Lois essay? So it's a very interesting Machloikus Rishonim. The example that we're learning now where there's an essay and facing the essay, there's a Lois essay and essay. And somebody did that essay. Is it considered as if he did the lois asay and he would get whatever punishment is involved? Or is it not considered as if he did it? So the opinion of the Riva is that when we say ein asadoich lois asay vasay, it means is that the essay, one essay can't be doich another essay. The lois asay falls away. And if the lois asay falls away, even though you shouldn't have done it, but you're not over a lois asay. Tosfos says that no. Taisa says that essay doicha loisasei means that when you have an essay versus a loisasei, the Torah says essay doicha loisasei. But the same Torah Kedosha teaches us that when it's a question of an essay and a loisasei, then the Torah didn't say the aloch of the chiyah. And when the Torah didn't say the aloch of the chiyah, the loisasei still remains in place. If the loisasei remains in place, if you were over, you'll be chayy for the lav. But Taisa says that even though we're learning essay is daicha leisasei, it doesn't make a difference if it's one leisasei or it's more than one leisasei. Essa daicha leisasei. The Sefer Krisis disagrees. And he says that even though we're learning essa daicha leisasei, it's only when it's one essay versus a lav. But when it's one essay versus two lavim, there we don't say essa daicha leisasei. So we're back to our question that kisei adam of a suffix is asur and a vade is mutter. What's the reason? Ela Marava, Efekira Datala Vadai. I only want to use the Efekira that it should be muksa when I'm doing it for a case where I'm mechuyev to do kisodam. Vein Datala Sofik. I didn't make it muksa. In my mind, it's still muksa. I didn't say I could use it for a situation where I'm not necessarily mechuyev in the mitzvah. Vaz the Rav Latame, Dama Rava, Hichnas Ofel Chasis by Tzoya. Somebody brought earth into his home to cover tzoya that may be in his home on Yontif. Mutal chasid by dam tzipor. If you have then a bird that you shechted, you're allowed to use it for that purpose also. Because you're not sure you're going to need it for tzoya. But you are sure you're going to need it for a tzipor. So if you have in mind that you're going to use it for the tzoya, it's certainly usable for the tzipor blood. However, if you brought it in for dam tzipor, osl chasid by tzoya. So we see that certain materials, if you only have in mind for certain uses, can't be used for uses that you may not end up needing. You're allowed to use it for tzoya, because he holds it's most likely you're going to have tzoya in your house. This question is machloek Rav Yosef ben Chama Rav Zeira. V'amri lei Rav Breid Rav Yosef ben Chama Rav Zeira. Chanam koya reik tzoya. They're both considered like tzoya, and therefore, if you brought offer from before Yontif to cover tzoya, you're going to be allowed to use it for the koy as well. V'chanamar. And then that's not what the Bryce is speaking about. That's not what the Mishnah is speaking about. And that would be a circumstance that you could do kisei adam if you had in mind the feirish that you're going to use it for the koi blood. And therefore, even if you prepared it, you're not allowed to use it to cover the dam koi. Says the Gemara, this time the Rav Hudama koi arei kutsoya. The Gemara said, we have this machlokes, but we don't know who holds what. Says the Gemara, I'll prove to you that Rav is the one that holds that koi blood is like tzoya. Dam Rav, hichnas ofel lahachnas by tzoya, mechne lahachnas by dam tzipor. Dam tzipor os lachasas by tzoya. To stayim, here we clearly see that tzoya is a suffix. Says the Gemara, Rama Breder of Yeva Amma, he says a different reason why we're not allowed to cover dam koi on yontif with any type of material. Koi hainet hamdolem chsinen, shema Mishum Hataras Chelbay. The halach is that midai raisa, the chayl of a behema is osur, the chayl of a chaya is mutter. As we said early in our shir, a koi is a suffix if it's a behema or a chaya. So since it's a suffix if it's a behema or a chaya, we treat it l'chumra in both directions. We allow it to be, we do kisei adam, because maybe it's a chaya. But we also, we don't eat its chaylev because it's a behema. If people are going to see that we're doing kisei adam on a koi on yontif, they're going to assume that it's certainly a chaya, and they will say that the chaylev is mutter. Ihochi, ask them if that's your concern, I feel b'chol nami. So then we should never be allowed to eat a koi because of this mistake. Answers the Gemara, b'chol amri l'naka chatzeru tzorach. That when you're covering the blood, you're doing it not because there's a chiyuv of kisei adam, you're doing it because you want to clean out your chatzer. Says the Gemara, that's fine if you shecht it in your backyard. So people will say, that's why I covered the blood. However, ask the Gemara, shochet the ashba, if you're shechting by garbage dump, Michael Meima. Says the Gemara, or in a situation where somebody comes to a Rav and asks him, do I have to do kisei adam and a koi? And the Rav will tell him, yes. Why should we be concerned that Michael Meima, that person will come to me, believe that you could eat the chaylev of a koi as well? Ela b'chol, during the week, mesapkalei. With mesapka, people of with sofik, if it's a behemoth or chaya, amler abadon, zil terech v'ksi. People don't assume, just because we have to do kisei adam on a koi, that it means that it's a chaya. they'll say that it's a suffix. And Chazal, because it's a suffix, said, do kisi adam. But yontif, but people will say, if a koi is a suffix, Chazal, me amrele rabbanan zilch triksi, we know how Chazal were called concerned that we shouldn't do something on yontif that we don't have to do. So if Chazal said that we're allowed to do kisi adam on yontif, it's not because it's a suffix and there's no muksa issue or there's no ketisha issue. It means that there's a chiv to do kisi adam. And if that's what people are going to think, the result of such thinking is that people are going to assume that a koi is a chaya. And once they're going to assume that's a chaya, they're going to make the mistake of thinking that it's a chaya and they're going to eat their chaylev. Tanam Zeira, loy koi bavar amru, not only by the koi, the Chazal say that we're not allowed to do any type of kisi adam on yontif. Alafil shachet behem chay vayif. You shechted these different animals at the same time. Because as we learned, the behema is not mechuyev in kisi adam. However, qualifies the Gemara. Amra Rabbi Yosi by Yasisno. Loi shanu ein yochel chvoyse b'dekir achas. When we have to do it with more than one act to cover the dam. If you do it all in one act, mutter. Because then you're not doing anything extra for the behema. Ask the Gemara Pshita. If you're not doing anything extra, why should the dam of the behema bother us? Answers the Gemara. That Chazal should say that even though you could do it with one dekira, it should be usur because of a situation when you need shtei dekiras, kamash malon, that we don't make such a gzeirah.